Diddly-do, all you happy campers, and welcome to Midnight Matinee, where tonight we will be watching Nine and a Half Commandments, starring Charlton Heston, Mickey Rourke, Kim Basinger, and Yul Brynner. But before we start, I've been getting complaints that people have been not receiving the visual part of this show. It's really easy, folks. Just get real close to your radio, stare at that little light inside, and blink your eyes really quickly. If you follow these simple instructions, you'll be able to see as well as hear Nine and a Half Commandments.
Thank you. Enterprise, Ron, carver of graven images.
Ah, good evening, Homer the Thief. How is business?
Been a little slow these past few months. Not much to steal in the desert, you know.
Ah, do not worry, my friend. I figure we'll be wandering out here another 2 weeks, tops.
Ah, good evening, Zohar the Adulterer. My wife sends her warmest regards.
Oh, yes. She's a good woman. Very good.
Thank you, my lusty friend.
Moses is back.
Quick, everybody look busy.
The Lord has handed down to us 10 commandments by which to live. I will now read them in no particular order. Thou shalt not make any graven images.
Oh, my God!
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Ah, well, looks like the party's over.
Hey, Moses, keep them coming.
Thou shalt not steal.
Oh. Sorry, Homer.
God said, let there be light. And there was light. And from this light, God created life upon earth. And man was given dominion over all things upon this earth, and the power to choose between good and evil. But each sought to do his own will, because he knew not the light of God's law. Man took dominion over man. The conquered were made to serve the conqueror. The weak were made to serve the strong. And freedom was gone from the world.
I'll tell you, my darling, it's a hell of a life.
Divine One. Last night, our astrologers saw an evil star enter into the house of Egypt.
Why don't you just calm down?
In the frontiers of Sinai and Libya to the cataracts of the Nile, what nation would dare draw the sword against us?
The enemy to fear is in the heart of Egypt.
If my lady friend could just lie back in the bed, would that be all right with you?
Chains have been forged into swords before now, Divine One. Among these slaves, there is a prophecy of a deliverer who will lead them out of bondage. The star proclaims his birth.
Then let the Hebrews die.
Get on all fours and crawl.
I would still see fewer bricks made and fewer Hebrews in Goshen. It is our eastern gate.
Since this deliverer is among their newborn, only their newborn need die.
I'm not kidding. I want you to face the wall and I want you to raise your skirt.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
I don't want to negotiate with you. Now crawl.
So speaks Rameses the First.
You pig! You pig! You pig!
Don't let me miss
him from you! You pig! You pig! You pig!
Why don't you just calm down?
You pig! You pig! You pig!
Don't let me miss him from you!
Why don't you just calm down?
Do you know the pattern of this cloth? If my son is covered in it, it is a royal robe.
Royal. It is the Levite cloth of a Hebrew slave. This child was put upon the water to save its life from your father's edict.
I am the Pharaoh's daughter, and this is my son. He shall be reared in my house as the prince of the two lands.
My mother and her mother before her were branded to the Pharaoh's service. I will not see you make this son of slaves a prince of Egypt.
You will see it, Memnit. You will see him walk with his head among the eagles. And you will serve him as you serve me. Fill the ark with water. Sink it into silence. Raise your hands, Memnit. What you have buried in the Nile shall remain buried in your heart. Swear it.
I will be silent.
The day you break that oath will be the last your eyes shall ever see.
I'm going to a party tomorrow night with Molly. Will you come? Come on, John.
No!
Why not? I want you to meet my friend. I want you to meet my friends. Don't you want to meet my friends?
I don't want to meet anybody, really. I don't want to meet anybody. I just want to be with you.
I'll start the dishes.
No. You don't do dishes. You don't ever have to do dishes. I'll do the dishes. And I'll buy the groceries. And I'll cook the food. And I'll feed you. And I'll dress you in the morning. And I'll dress you at night.
What you have buried in the Nile shall remain buried in your heart. Swear it.
I will be silent.
The day you break that oath will be the last your eyes shall ever see.
Ladies and gentlemen, young and old, we have an unusual subject. As many of you know, he was a 3-month-old baby. And was found in the bulrushes by that he was Hebrew and killed the Egyptian. Ancient historians such as Philo and Josephus. And Josephus wrote these historians had access to documents long since destroyed. But we have an unusual subject. The Holy Bible Omitzi and was found in the bulrushes by Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh. And killed the Egyptian, such as Philo and Josephus. 2 years later, and watched the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans. Young and old, have an unusual subject. It may seem an unusual procedure, speaking of Moses. As many times he was a 3-month-old baby, and was found in the bulrushes by, and killed the Egyptian. Such as Philo and Josephus, wrote some 50 years later, and historians had access to documents long since destroyed. Whether men are to be ruled by God's law, or whether they are to be ruled by the whims of a dictator like Ramesses. Battle continues throughout the world today, or perhaps lost like the Dead Sea Scrolls. Ruled by God's law, or whether they are to be ruled by the whims of a dictator like Ramesses, or are they free souls under God? This same battle, intention, was not to create a story. This same battle continues throughout the world today. Our intention was not to create a story of the Egyptian, such as Philo and Josephus. Historians had access to documents long since destroyed. Men are to be ruled by God's law, or whether the property of the state continues throughout the world, not to create a story, but to be worthy 1,000 years ago. The 5 books of Moses fold. There will be and throughout the world today. to be worthy of the divinely inspired story created 3 hours and 39 minutes to unfold. Her intention was not to create a story, but to be this same battle continues throughout the world today. The five books of Moses, Jerusalem by the Romans. These historians had access to documents. The theme of this picture is whether men are to be ruled by gods. Are men the property of the soul? Continues through creator story. But to be worthy, the five books of unfold. There will be an intermission. Created 3,000 years ago, our intention was not to create a story. It takes 3 hours and 39 minutes to unfold. There will be an intermission. Thank you for your attention.
Fragrance is like the wine of Babylon. I could. But you are the throne princess. And by the Pharaoh's law, you can marry only a Pharaoh.
I shall marry a Pharaoh. You.
Ramses might not agree with that idea.
But Seti might. While you were gone, I kept your name on his lips, your praises in his ears. But now, unless you can succeed, you'll be the prince of some desert province, and I'll be Ramses' wife. Oh, Moses, build a city for him, and Seti will deny you nothing.
I will build a city for love of Seti, not for the throne of Egypt.
But I am Egypt.
And I want you to raise your skirt.
Will you take off your dress?
It's a simple thing I asked you.
Now do it.
I don't want to negotiate with you. Now crawl.
You pig!
Get on all fours and crawl. It's a simple thing I asked you. Now do it.
Dig your grave, Memnet. Conqueror already conquered?
The first face I look for and the last I find. Mother.
I was thanking the gods for your safe return.
Why don't you just calm down?
Where is this would-be deliverer who would set the Hebrews free?
Who can say, immortal prince? They do not confide in me.
Where is this would-be deliverer who would set the Hebrews free?
Who can say, immortal prince? They do not confide in me.
Where is this would-be deliverer who would set the Hebrews free?
Who can say, immortal prince? They do not confide in me.
Where is this would-be deliverer who would set the Hebrews free?
Who can say, immortal prince? They do not confide in me.
Where is this would-be deliverer who would set the Hebrews free?
Who can say, immortal prince? They do not confide in me.
There is the obelisk of your jubilee. Baka, put 1,000 slaves to removing the sand until the stone settles to its base. Pharaoh is pleased?
The obelisk, yes. But not with certain accusations made against you.
By whom?
You raided the temple granaries?
Yes.
You gave the grain to the slaves?
Yes.
Gave them one day in seven to rest.
Yes.
Did you do all this to gain their favor?
The city is built of brick, Pharaoh. The strong make many, the starving make few. The dead make none.
The city that he builds shall bear my name. The woman that he loves shall bear my child. So it shall be written. So it shall be done.
Why have you done this?
Where is the girl, Lilia?
Gone. Why are you dressed as a slave? Why does a prince of Egypt kill the Pharaoh's master builder to save a Hebrew?
I'll tell you, my darling.
I am not this deliverer you fear. It would take more than a man to lead the slaves from bondage. It would take a god. But if I could free them, I would.
What has turned you against me? From the time my sister brought you to the court, I loved you, reared you, set you before my own son. Because I saw in you a worth and a greatness above other men.
No son could have more love for you than I.
Then why are you forcing me to destroy you? What evil has done this to you?
The evil that men should turn their brothers into beasts of burden. To slave and suffer in dumb anguish. Be stripped of spirit and hope and faith only because they are of another race, another creed. If there is a God, he did not mean this to be so. If there is a God, he did not mean this to be so. If there is a God, he did not mean this to be so.
Why are you dressed as a slave? Why does a prince of Egypt kill the Pharaoh's master builder to save a Hebrew?
If there is a God, he did not mean this to be so.
So it shall be written. So it shall be done. So it shall be written. So it shall be done. So it shall be written.
Why are you dressed as a slave?
So it shall be done.
Why does a prince of Egypt
So it shall be written.
Kill the Pharaoh's master builder.
So it shall be done.
To save a Hebrew.
If there is a God, if there is a God, if there is a God, he did not mean this to be so. If there is a God,
so it shall be written.
If there is a God,
so it shall be written.
If there is a God,
so it shall be written.
He did not mean this to be so.
So it shall be done.
Why are you dressed as a slave?
So it shall be written.
Why does a prince of Egypt?
So it shall be written.
Kill the Pharaoh's master builder.
So it shall be written.
To save a Hebrew.
So it shall be done. So it shall be written. So it shall be written. So it shall be written. So it shall be done.
Let the name of Moses be stricken from every book and tablet. Stricken from all pylons and obelisks. Stricken from every monument of Egypt. Let the name of Moses be unheard and unspoken. Erased from the memory of men for all time.
And I want you to raise your skirt.
You pig! Ah! You pig! Ah! You pig! Ah! You pig!
Ah! You take off your dress.
You pig! Ah! You pig! Ah! You pig!
Ah! If my lady friend could just lie back in the bed, would that be all right with you?
You pig! Ah! You pig! Ah! You pig!
Ah! Why don't you just calm down?
You will let him live.
I will not make him a martyr for you to cherish. No phantom will come between you and me in the night. Yes, my sweet. I will let him live. Dead, you alone would possess him. From where I send him, there is no returning. And you will never know if he has found forgetfulness within another woman's arms. Now look upon each other for the last time.
And wash the desert dust from your feet.
Oh, yes. Here's fresh water.
I'll have soap, please.
Well, let me first remove his sandals.
Never did a lost sheep have so many shepherds.
We have no towel.
Oh, my veil will serve.
But I...
Here, let me pour the water.
Am I to be bathed or drowned?
I'll hold it for you.
Is it true that Egyptian girls paint their eyes?
Yes. Very few have eyes as beautiful as yours. I am here.
Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Lord, Lord, why do you not hear the cries of their children in the bondage of Egypt?
I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. Therefore I will send thee, Moses, unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring my people out of Egypt.
I don't want to negotiate with you. Now crawl.
Who am I, Lord, that you should send me? How can I lead this people out of bondage?
It's a simple thing I ask you. I'll do it.
What words can I speak that they will heed?
Get on all fours and crawl.
What is this word?
Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go.
The slaves are mine. Their lives are mine. All that they own is mine. I do not know your God, nor will I let Israel go.
Who are you to make their lives bitter in hard bondage? Man shall be ruled by law, not by the will of other men.
Who is this God that I should let your people go?
Aaron, cast down my staff before Pharaoh, that he may see the power of God.
In this you shall know that the Lord is God.
Let your people go.
Let my people go.
Let your people go.
Let my people go.
The slaves are mine. Their lives are mine. The slaves are mine. All that they own is mine. Let your people go.
Let my people go.
Let your people go.
Let my people go.
I do not know your God.
Man shall be ruled by law.
I do not know your God.
Let my people go.
Slaves are mine. Their lives are mine. Slaves are mine. All that they own is mine.
Who are you to make their lives bitter in hard bondage? Who are you to make their lives bitter? Let my people go.
Let your people go.
Let my people go.
Let your people go.
Let my people go. Man shall be ruled by law.
I do not know your God.
Man shall be ruled by law, not by the will of other men.
Slaves are mine. Their lives are mine. Slaves are mine. All that they own is mine. Let your people go.
Let my people go.
Let your people go.
Let my people go. Man shall be ruled by law.
I do not know your God.
Man shall be ruled by law, not by the will of other men.
Let your people go.
Let my people go.
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 Hail to thee, great God of the Nile, thy life-giving waters are the blood of Egypt. Hail to thee, maker of barley, feeder of cattle, carrier of ships, praise of all the gods.
Pharaoh of Egypt, you have not yet obeyed the Lord,
Let my people go.
The point of a sword shall
let him rave on that men shall know him mad.
Obey the Lord, or he will raise his hand against the waters of the river.
I have come to bless the waters. You have come to curse them. We will learn if a god of shepherds is stronger than the gods of Pharaoh. Water of life, give drink to the desert. Make green the meadow.
Aaron, stretch out my staff against the waters.
Look!
Look! There! Where he struck the river! He bleeds!
The water turns to blood!
From the god.
See how it spreads. It is blood.
I'll tell you, my darling, it's a hell of a life.
Great one, you hear the cry of Egypt.
They would cry louder if they had to make the bricks. Send them away.
The people have been plagued by thirst. They've been plagued by frogs, by lice, by flies, by sickness, by boils. They can endure no more.
Will my father free the slaves?
Can taxes be collected from dead cattle and blighted harvests?
Does fear rule Egypt?
Or do I?
We fear no army of the earth, but can we fight plagues with swords?
There is no shame in this.
The strongest tree bends.
It is not Pharaoh who yields to the slave, but his counselors.
I have summoned Moses at your request.
People will bless you, great one.
No other choice.
You pig!
Can taxes be collected from dead cattle and blighted harvests?
Will my father free the slaves?
Can taxes be collected from dead cattle and blighted harvests?
There's no shame in this.
I have summoned Moses at your request.
Does fear rule Egypt? Does fear rule Egypt?
Will my father free the slaves?
But can we fight plagues with swords?
Will my father free the slaves?
I have summoned Moses at your request.
Will my father free the slaves?
But can we fight plagues with swords?
Will my father free the slaves?
I have summoned Moses at your request.
Does fear rule Egypt? Does fear rule Egypt? Does fear rule Egypt?
Or why?
Can taxes be collected from dead cattle and blighted harvests? But can we fight plagues with swords? Can taxes be collected from dead cattle and blighted harvests?
There's no shame in this.
Will my father free the slaves?
But can we fight plagues with swords?
Will my father free the slaves?
Does fear rule Egypt?
Or do I?
Does fear rule Egypt?
Or do I?
Can taxes be collected from dead cattle and blighted harvests?
Will my father free the slaves?
Does fear rule Egypt?
There's no shame in this.
I have summoned Moses at your request.
Does fear rule Egypt? Does fear rule Egypt? But can we fight plagues with swords? Can taxes be collected from dead cattle and blighted harvests?
There is no shame in this.
Under his wing shalt thou trust.
Though we stand in the shadow of death, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one.
The Lord is our God. The Lord is one.
His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Shield us through this night of terror, O King of the universe.
Why is everyone afraid? Why is this night different from all others?
Because.
I'll tell you, my darling. It's a hell of a life.
You have conquered, Moses. The foot of a slave is on the neck of Egypt. You are saved from the Nile to be a curse upon me. Your shadow fell between me and my father, between me and my fame, between me and my queen. Your shadow now fills all things with death. Go out from among us, you and your people. I set you free.
I don't want to negotiate with you. Now crawl.
Enough of your words. Take your people, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. Take what spoils from Egypt you will, but go!
Get on all fours and crawl.
Soka, great lord of the lower world, I who have denied the gods of Egypt, bow before you now. Show that you have power above the god of Moses. Restore the life he has taken from my son. Guide back his soul across the lake of death to the place of living men. And I will raise a temple to you mightier than the pyramids. Hear me, dread lord of darkness.
It's a simple thing I asked you. Now do it.
Take your people, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. Take what spoils from Egypt you will. People, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. But go! Take your people, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. Take what spoils from Egypt you will. People, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. But go! Take your people, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. Take what spoils from Egypt you will. Your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. But go! Take your people, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. Take what spoils from Egypt you will. People, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. But go! But go! But go! But go! But go! Take your people, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. Take what spoils from Egypt you will. People, your cattle, your god, and your pestilence. But go!
Gather your families and your flocks. We must go with all speed.
Yes.
Go where? Drown in the sea? How long will the fire hold Pharaoh back?
Will it hold?
After this day, you shall see his chariots no more.
No! You'll be dead under them.
The Lord of hosts will do battle for us. Behold his mighty hand.
Opens the sea with the blast of his nostrils. Lead them through the midst of the waters. His will be done. Who shall withstand the power of God?
Thank you.
don't you just calm down?
The light of God shines from you, Moses.
Do not kneel to me, Joshua.
These tablets of stone.
The writing of God. His Ten Commandments.
There is a noise of war in the camp.
It is not the noise of war. It is the noise of song and revelry.
I want you to face the wall and I want you to raise your skirt. Now do it.
Sight of God. You are not worthy to receive these Ten Commandments.
Moses! Aaron! Moses! We're gathered against you, Moses. You take too much upon yourself. We will not live by your commandments. We're free.
There is no freedom without the law.
Whose law, Moses? Yours? Did you carve those tablets to become a prince over us?
Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come to me.
It's a simple thing I ask you. Now do it.
Great sin. worthy to receive these Ten Commandments. Those who will not live by the law. Those who will not live by the law. Those who will not live by the law. Worthy to receive these Ten Commandments. Those who will not live by the law. By the law. Those who will not live by the law. Those who will not live by the law.
Thank you. Master, join us on the other side.
What's that?
Nothing.
It's not the end of the world.
Been watching Nine and a Half Commandments tonight on Midnight Matinee here at WFMU East Orange. We heard Brian Ferry in there, Slave for Love, and Cha 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 at the Harem was Arthur Murray's Music for Dancing, and probably some other things too. I just don't recall. We will watch other films in other weeks, but for now, I must say, I don't have anything to say. I'll just play the music thing.
Live by the law shall die by the law.